I'm Glenda Shepherd from Yucca Corners Farm in Stanton County, Kansas. Late Migrations by Margaret Renkel has HPPR Radio Readers Book Club theme, Undercurrents of Grief, as a subtle and nonviolent form of grief. Instead of conflict stemming from war between nations, Late Migrations' untelevised conflicts evolve from nature's continuous ebb and flow of life. In Renkel's backyard, the quiet fight for survival plays out as a brown snake raids the wren's nest. On the other hand, the cardinal parents successfully raise another batch of offspring after losing their first family to a summer storm. But this pretty series of essays has darker undercurrents. Growing up in southern Alabama during the 1960s, among her relatives going back two and three generations, Renkel does not overtly state race lines. In one chapter, she lists the things she knew at 6 years old in 1967. You knew no black people lived in your neighborhood, even though black people worked in every home in your neighborhood. Later, in her first year of college in Philadelphia, she joins the Black Freedom Marchers crossing the William Pettus Bridge on Bloody Sunday. The violence and grief arising from racial prejudice is an undercurrent, but the stronger tide of racial violence is only alluded to. In addition to references to racial prejudice, as a child, Renkel notes her mother's depression. In the chapter, The Monster at the Window, Renkel's father carries his weeping wife to the car while Renkel and her brother stay with the maternal grandparents. Margaret stays in her mother's childhood bedroom and wonders at the pictures of a smiling girl taped on the dresser mirror. Margaret asks, "What happened to that smiling girl?" Death weighs heavily in the book. For the human mothers, miscarriages take away the joy of having a baby. As Margaret grows up surrounded by her aging relatives, she hears stories of how great-grand-aunts, uncles, and parents died. She is steeped in the death of previous generations as she cares for dying parents. Then after her parents and her husband's parents die, one by one, Margaret is both saddened and relieved that she doesn't have to care for them anymore. Nature in Margaret's backyard leaves grief aside. Margaret watches death in a baby bird that never left the nest, or a cedar waxwing that died as it lost its way. But she knows those deaths are part of nature's cycle, life and death. However, the deaths of bees, milkweed, and the monarch butterfly are a different matter. She shakes her head at a neighbor who emptied a can of Raid on a beehive. She hopes her expenditures for milkweed will save the monarchs. As Margaret's essays go through the years of her family's history and the seasonal migrations of birds and creatures, I admired how she weaves her family's suffering and grief in the wildlife of her backyard. Thanks for listening to my book bite for Late Migrations by Margaret Renkel. This is Glenda Shepherd, a sustaining member of HPPR.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head.